continue studying the book of Daniel.
第二章就是尼布甲辛沙王所看的一个金像。
Chapter 2 describes the gold image King Nebuchadnezzar saw.
但尼里为他解释说，这个金像就是神把列国的历史指示了这个王。
And Daniel explained to the king that his gold image represents the historical view of the countries.
我们看但尼里书第二章的36节。
Turn to Daniel chapter 2, verse 32.
但尼里书二章36节。
Daniel chapter 2, verse 32.
这里讲到但尼里跟他讲这个梦然后37节说你是诸王之王天上的神已将国度权柄能力尊荣是给你你就是那个金头。
Here Daniel described explain the dream to the king, and in verse 37,
你之后要兴起一个国家，但是不及你。
37 explained that the head of this image was the King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以那个金头是指着罗马，巴比伦帝国。
So this head represents Babylon.
第二个帝国要兴起就是马代波斯。
And the second nation that's going to rise is Median Persia.
这是那个银胸跟银的绑定。
This is the silver arm and the shoulder plates.
再来第三国是铜的，要掌管天下，这组着希腊帝国。
And the third country is bronze, which is Greek.
第四国说坚壮如铁，能够克制百物，压碎一切。这组着罗马帝国。
And the fourth image is iron, which represents Roman.
然后这个罗马帝国会分开。
And this nation of Rome will divide into two.
这个角分开，然后角主头四个角主头说半铁半泥的，这在41节
And in verse 41 describes that in the ten toes will have half iron and half clay.
这个脚趾头铁跟泥合不来。
And the clay and the iron cannot mix.
最后有一个大石头下来把这个像砸碎，后来成为都变成灰，然后成为一座大山。
In the end, there would be a stone that would come down and destruct this image, and it would become a mountain. The ashes would become a mountain.
所以那个像整个就被打碎掉了，粉碎掉。
So the entire image is destroyed.
这是世界最后的结局就是被神把它灭掉。
And this is the result of the end of the world.
但是打碎石头的，打碎像的石头变成一座大山，充满天下。这就是神的国度新天新地的实现。
And the stone that becomes a mountain will reveal the new heaven and new earth.
那我们看一下二章的44节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 44.
这可能我们在读的时候，有时候这种圣经节我们会把它忽略掉，但是这很重要。
Sometimes we might forget about this verse, but this verse is actually very important.
说当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另外立一个国，永不败坏，也不归给别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切的国，这个国要存到永远。这里讲到那个大象是整个世界的历史。
Here it says that the great image is the entire history of the world.
一直到最后有很多很多的国度那个十指头不只是指着十个，而是很多的国度。
And at the end there will be many nations. The ten toes not only represents ten nations, but much more than that.
但是列国在位的时候，神要另外立一个国度起来。
And while these countries are in reign, God will raise another nation.
这个国度是永不败坏的。
And this world, this nation will never perish.
要存到永远的。
It will last forever.
这个就是神的教会兴起。
And this is the rise of God's church.
在世界毁灭之前，神要设立他的教会。
Before the destruction of the world, God will rise up His church, and this is the kingdom of
Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. 所以神的能力临到的地方，就是神的国度实现。
When the power of God comes upon a place is when the kingdom of God will reveal.
马太福音13章里面讲到神国的比喻，有七个比喻。
Matthew chapter 13 describes 7 parables that describes the kingdom of God.
这讲到神的教会建设的经过。
And this is the period the history of the establishment of the church. And this includes the apostolic church and the true church at the end time. The first 4 parables is talking about the development of the apostolic church.
后面三个比喻，藏宝、寻珠、撒网，就是末世的真教会。
And the last 3 parables, the net, the pearl, and the heavenly treasure, talking about the church. The hidden treasure is going to be revealed.
还有一颗重价的珠子,
and the pearl.
这都是主的真理圣灵的出现。
And these all represent the truth and the revealed.
最后就是撒网。
And the last one is the dragnet.
传扬末世的救恩，把选民召集回来。
It is to preach the salvation of the end times and to get back all the chosen ones.
所以最后的审判，把恶人跟善人分开。
And the last judgment will distinguish the good and the bad.
路加福音的17章里面，主耶稣说：“你们神的国不是在这里，也不是在那里，而是在你们的心里。”
In Luke, it tells us that the kingdom of God is not here and not there, but it's in our hearts.
所以主在我们心中作王，我们的心就是神的国。
So if God is the king in our hearts, then our heart is the kingdom of God.
神在教会里面作王，这个教会就是神的国度。
So if God is the king of our church, then this church is the kingdom of God.
比拉多在审判主耶稣的时候，说你是不是要做王？
When Pilate was judging Jesus, he asked, "Are you going to be the king?"
主耶稣说，是啊，我是为着这个目的来到世界上的。
Jesus said, "For this purpose I come to this world."
但是我的国度不属世界。
But my king does not belong to my kingdom does not belong to the world.
因为他来建立的是一个属灵的国度。
Because I come to establish a spiritual kingdom.
所以威利比斯说，我们是天上的国民，我们在暂时居住在世界上。
So Philippians tells us that we are the citizens of this of the heavenly kingdom. We are only here temporarily. And Ephesians tells us that after we baptize into the Lord, we are in the same realm as the apostles. And we are the children of God.
哥林多前书15章说，将来这个国度，主耶稣。 要把这个国度建设完成以后，把它献给神。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says that God will establish the kingdom here, and Jesus was establishing the kingdom and offer it to God.
我们看希伯来书12章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
22节。
Verse 22.
12章22节。 说你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，
23.
有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会， 有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。 我们再过来看28节。
Let's skip to verse
28节。 所以我们既得了不能震动的国， 就当感恩照神所喜悦的， 用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。 因为我们的神是烈火。 这讲到说我们来到一个圣城新耶路撒冷。
Here it says that we came to a new temple, Jerusalem.
这是属天的， 从天上降下来圣城耶路撒冷， 这是主的神的教会。
And this holy city, Jerusalem, represents God's church.
最后28节说啊， 这是一个不震动的国度。
And in verse 28, it says that this kingdom cannot be shaken.
世界上所有的国度啊， 最后都被毁掉了。
Because all the nations in the world will be destructed at the end days.
但是神在列国还在的时候啊， 就设立一个另外一个国度， 这个国度是永远不会败坏的。
But God had created a new kingdom while all these nations are still in reign, and this nation will never be shaken.
要存到永永远远。
And it will be everlasting.
所以我们从这个旧约的预言词里面很多都谈到末世的救恩啊，末世神的教会。
And in the Old Testament, there are a lot of prophetic books that prophets about the true church at the end times.
我们再看第三章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3.
第三章是王造金像，要众人拜，不拜的话要把它丢到烈火的窑中。
Chapter 3 describes the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar wanted all nations to worship.
那一天报告的时候，有人在问说那个25节的神子到底是谁？
And the other day during the report, someone raised a question of who is the Son of God.
神的儿子就是神啊。
Son of God is God.
人的儿子就是人嘛。
And the Son of Man is man.
对不对？ 这一节我们看28。
Let's turn to verse 28 of chapter 3.
尼布甲尼撒说：“撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的。他差遣使者救父依靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍弃己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别的神。”这里尼布甲尼撒在前面 所看到的是说，他们三个人以外，还有第四个人，好像神子的相貌。
Here describes that King Nebuchadnezzar not only saw the three friends of Daniel, but also an extra person who looked like the Son of God.
所以他看到的这第四位啊，就是跟前面的三个人啊不一样，不是人。
So the fourth person that he saw was different from the three people there. He didn't look like a human.
这一般看异象哦，你一看就晓得说，哎，这个不一样。有时候看到主耶稣，就一看就知道说，哎，这是主耶稣。
Normally, when the person sees a vision, you could tell immediately that the figure they see is Jesus.
所以这里所讲的神子啊，当然没有很清楚了哈。 我想是他一看就晓得说啊，这不是一般的人，而是灵界的。一般他们称天使啊，有时候也称神子、神的儿子。Here,
even though it doesn't describe very clearly, but I think that he probably saw this fourth person as a vision, and sometimes they also call angels the Son of God.
在28节，尼布甲尼撒后来就说啊，神派使者来救护依靠他的仆人，派使者，派天使啊，来保护他们。
In verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar says that God had delivered his servants to protect.
所以我想他一看呢，就知道说，哎，这个是灵界的。 这个从神来的，这个神的使者。
So when he saw this vision, immediately he thought of this figure as from the spiritual realm.
这一章里面说到, 这三个人虽然被丢到烈火的窑中啊, 但是不被烧灭。
And here it says that even though the three people were thrown into the burning furnace, but they were not harmed.
因为他们有坚强的信仰啊, 毫不妥协的。
Because they have strong foundation of faith.
马太福音里面讲到说, 有时候我们也会遇到一些逼迫。
In the book of Matthew, it tells us that sometimes we will encounter persecution.
但是在逼迫当中啊, 说那杀身体的,不会杀灵魂的, 你们不要怕他们。
And it says that during persecution, those who destroys the body and does not destroy the soul will not be afraid. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
29节。29。两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？这是你们的父不许。一个也不能掉在地上。就是你们的头发也都被数过了，所以不要惧怕。你们比起都麻雀还贵重呢。会讲到，有时候会遇到逼迫。Here it says sometimes we will encounter persecution。啊，这个从魔鬼来的逼迫啊，最
厉害的就是把你杀掉。And
the most brutal persecution we receive from Satan is to be killed.
他说杀身体没有办法杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。And
he says, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
虽然在逼迫当中啊，有时候会丧失肉体的生命，但是他没有办法杀害我们属灵的生命。
Even though sometimes under persecution, our body would be harmed, but our soul would not be harmed.
那我们不用怕，虽然肉体死了，像保罗说啊, 我离开世界，我马上与主同住，好好都无比。
And we need not be afraid of this kind of persecution.
我们要怕的是把那个身体跟灵魂啊都灭在地狱里的。
We must be afraid of those who could kill the body and the soul.
因为你得罪了神，违背了神的命令啊，不只是肉体要死，因为肉体每个人都要死啊。违背了神的命令啊，灵魂也要被灭在地狱里面，更可怕。Because
if we go against God's will, not only will our body be destroyed, our soul will also be thrown into the hellfire.
所以不必怕逼迫，但是要怕神。
So we need not be afraid of persecution, but we must be afraid of God.
因为落在神的审判当中啊, 真是可怕。
Because if we are under the judgment of God, it is a very brutal thing.
虽然在逼迫当中啊, 有时候很危险, 但是神会保守我们。
So even sometimes when we're under persecution, it might be dangerous, but God will protect us.
如果主耶稣不允许的话, 我们不会受伤害。
If Jesus is not allowed, then we would not be harmed.
说两个麻雀卖一分银子, 麻雀啊, 很不值钱。
And it says that two sparrows are sold for one penny, and so the sparrows are not very valuable.
主耶稣如果不允许的话, 他不会掉在地上。
But if Jesus did not allow, the sparrow would not fall into the ground.
我们比许多的麻雀还贵重很多。
And we are more valuable than many of the sparrows.
所以神看重我们。
Therefore, God watches over us.
他说我们的头发，我们的头发，啊，都主都算过。
And it says even
这个算过啊，就是把它编号了，啊，编号嘛。
It says even the hairs of our head are counted, and this means that each hair is numbered.
啊，也是说啊，神对我们的照顾是无微不至的。
And this means that God watches over us in great detail.
所以在逼迫当中啊，我们可以依靠神。
So under great tribulation and persecution, we
主耶稣不允许的话，我们一点都不会丧命。
We can rely on God because if Jesus is not allowed, we would never be harmed.
好像保罗说啊，我正在两难之中。
Just as Paul said that I'm in between difficulties.
啊，说我如果现在 活着的话，啊，我可以多做一点圣工，帮助人，造就教会，很好。
He says, while I'm living, I could do a lot of holy work and take care of others. This is a good thing.
哦，所以活着很好。
Therefore, living is good.
啊，但是如果我死掉了，也很好，因为可以不必再受到世界上的那个愁苦啦，身体可以得到救赎啦，可以回到天家，好的无比。
However, if he dies today, it is also good because he could go back into the heavenly kingdom, and that is wonderful.
啊，所以两个都很好啊，不是两个都不好。
And therefore, both are good.
啊，所以我们只要活着是耶稣基督，把耶稣基督活出来，啊，对我们就有帮助了。
So if we live as a, if to live as Christ is in our life, then we are leading a good life.
所以说啊，无论是生也好，死也好，都要让耶稣基督在我们身上来显大。
So whether we are living or we died, we must let others see Jesus in us.
啊，所以就是在逼迫当中，如果主耶稣要我们啊，我们的工作还没有结束的话，主耶稣会留下我们的生命。
Therefore, if we're going under persecution and our work has not yet been done, Jesus will spare our lives.
所以我们看到那个演戏的人哦，那个台词还没有背完呢，他不会死掉了。
So sometimes when we're looking at a play, if the person has not yet finished the play, he will not die.
啊，所以神给你的工作还没有完成啊，再大的危险呐，不会死。
So no matter how great a task that God has given you, we would not die if our work is not done.
啊，假如说啊，你的工作都完成了，啊，神要召你回去呀，啊，也可以像保罗一样说啊，啊，美好的仗我打过了，该守的道，哎，我守住了，哦。
However, if our work here is done, we could say as Paul that I have fought the good fight.
啊，所以就坦然的去领受公义的冠冕。
And we could happily go receive the righteous crown.
我们看马太福音十章二十九节说。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 39.
马太福音十章三十九节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 39.
说得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。这里就是叫我们不要贪生怕死了。
Here it says that we need not be afraid of death.
说你想要保全你的肉体上的生命，这样会伤掉属灵的生命。
If we try too hard to try to save our physical lives, we might lose our spiritual life.
啊，虽然你伤掉了肉体的生命，却能够得到永恒的生命。
And even though we might lose our physical life, we might gain our eternal life.
所以我们每个人啊，都有两种的生命，一个肉体的生命，这个是短暂的。
So every one of us has two types of life. One is our physical life, which is short term.
但是永恒的生命啊，就是永远的。
But the eternal life is forever.
他说这三个勇士啊，他们那个不怕死的决心啊，就你把我们丢到烈火里面烧死了，我们都不会拜你的金像。
And Daniel's three friends had great determination to the point that they didn't care about their physical lives.
啊，所以啊，虽然想要牺牲生命啊，啊，同样得到肉体跟属灵的两重的生命啊。
And with the mentality of sacrificing their lives, they also gain blessing.
说火没有力量啊，来伤害他们。
And the fire did not harm them one bit.
那末世啊，说整个世界要被大火把它毁灭掉。
It says in the end time, the world will be destroyed by great fire.
我们看以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章。
Isaiah chapter 29.
第五节
Verse 5
二十九章第五节
29 verse 5
你仇敌的群众却要像细尘，强暴人的群众要像灰糠，这个事情必顷刻之间忽然临到。第六节
Verse 6
万军的神必用雷锋地震大声 旋风、暴风，并吞灭的火焰向他讨罪。这里是谈到最后的战争的可怕。
Here describes the last battle.
说神要用那个雷轰地震、大声旋风啊，还有吞灭的火箭来讨罪。
It says that the Lord will use thunder and earthquakes and great noise, to destroy the world.
啊，当然这都是一些自然界的一些啊灾害。
And these are all natural disasters.
啊，但是不只是自然界的灾害，这有预言呐、啊，末世的战争的那一种武器，就像这样啊，相当可怕。
And not only does it mention the natural disasters, it also describes the weapons to be used in the battles during the last days.
啊，顷刻之间啊，这些通通来到。
And suddenly, all of these things will come about.
你看那个核武战争哈、啊，那就是这样可怕。
The nuclear war is like this.
啊，雷轰、地震啊，啊，暴风还有火焰。
Just like the earthquake, thunder, great noise.And great fire.
他说，群众就变成了细尘灰糠。
It says the multitude will be,
细尘灰糠，啊、
哦。Will disappear.
啊，第五节，第五节。
Oh, will be like small dust.
啊、哦，所以整个就变成灰了。
And the whole nation becomes dust.
我看。马拉基书第四章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 4.
马拉基书第四章。
Malachi chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
四章一节。
Malachi chapter 4, verse
1. 万军的神说，那日临近，是如烧着的火炉，凡狂傲的、按行恶的，必如碎金。在那日必被烧尽根本枝条一无存留。第二节
Verse 2
但像你们敬畏我名的人必有公义的柱头出现其光线有医治之能你们必出来跳跃逐圈里的回堵这里说那个日子那个日子就是世界末日了
Here it says the day is coming and this day is talking about the last day.
啊，在那个时候啊，说整个看起来就是好像一个烧着的火炉一样。
And it says at that time, the entire world will look like burning fire.
还有遍地啊，被火焚烧啊，消灭掉。
And everywhere will be destroyed by fire.
啊，所以那个时候人呢、啊，就好像那个碎秸啊一样的，所有啊根本枝条全部都烧毁。
And this at this time.Every street would look like a sleeping street.
说一无存留啊，一无存留。
Nothing is left.
啊，但是呢，敬畏神的人呐、啊，因为有公义的柱头出现，啊，得到医治，还可以出来跳跃，好像回堵一样。
But those who fear God will be coming out, and be able to be saved.
所以最后神审判的时候啊，所有天地都毁掉。
So at the end days when God's judgment comes upon us, everything will be destroyed.
但是唯有义人才能够存得住。
However, only the righteous shall stand.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter
3. 第十节。三章第十节。
Verse 10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声晦气，有行主的都要被烈火消化，地岸其上的物都要烧尽了。十一节
，Verse 11，
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。十二节。
Verse 12.
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有行主的都要被烈火融化。十三节。
Verse 13.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义住在其中。这里讲到有行主的啊，在末日的时候全部销毁。
here it says that all the elements will be destroyed at the end time.
啊，但是那个时候啊，有一个新天新地出现。
And at this time, a new heaven and new earth will appear.
啊，义人啊，就进到这个新天新地里面去。
And the righteous will enter into this new heaven and earth.
所以旧天地没有了。
Therefore, the old land is disappeared.
啊，那些不义的人啊，通通被毁灭掉了。
And those unrighteous ones have all been destroyed.
但是义人啊，能够见到新天新地啊。
But the righteous will enter into the new heavens and new earth.
啊，这是第三章，我补充这个重点啊。
And this is a supplementary point of chapter 3.
那再来第四章。
Daniel chapter 4.
第四章，当然我们所看到的是尼布甲尼撒王他所做的梦，还有这个梦应验了他被神惩罚，因为骄傲。
And in chapter 4, it talks about Nebuchadnezzar's second dream and how the dream was fulfilled and king was punished because he was proud.
但是一个那么强盛的一个帝王啊，他却能够来见证神的恩典。
However, how can such a powerful king testify about God's blessing?
他说，我乐意将至高神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来。
He says that I am joyful to talk about how mighty God's wonders are.
啊，他的神迹何其大，他的奇事何其盛，他的国是永远的，他的权柄要存到万代。
It says how great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his sovereignty is from generation to generation.
所以神的国度啊是永远存在的。
So God's kingdom is lasting forever.
啊，要存到永永远远。
It will be everlasting.
啊，世界上的这个国度啊，尊荣啊，都是从神来的。
And all the kingdom and the fame from this world are from God.
啊，立王废王已在神。
And to be a king or to demolish a king, the decision is from God.
我们再看一下三十六节。四章三十六。
Turn to chapter 4, verse 36.
说那个时候啊，我的聪明复归于我，为我国的荣耀、威严和光耀，也都复归于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得坚立在国位上，诸大的权柄加增于我。三十七节。
Verse 37.
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美、尊崇、恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平。那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。虽然尼布甲尼撒是金土了，非常有权势的一个王。
Although King Nebuchadnezzar was that gold head who had lots of power.
但是权柄尊荣啊，都来自于神。
However, all the power comes from God.
所以想要夺取神的荣耀啊，就被神惩罚，降为最卑。
Therefore, because he wanted to obtain God's glory, he was punished and becomes a lowly figure.
啊，所以最后啊，他能够说啊，尼布甲尼撒要来赞美、尊崇、恭敬天上的王。
So at the end, it says that Nebuchadnezzar is to praise and extol the King of Heaven.
我们再看第五章。
Let's turn now to chapter 5.
第五章，这是巴比伦最后的一天的历史。
Chapter 5 describes the last day of Babylon in history.
那第六章呢，就是马代王啊，大力物的时代。
And chapter 6 talks about King Darius.
所以这两章里面，我们可以看到一个就是但以理美好的连线啊。
And in these two chapters, we can see how faithful Daniel is.
这是平时的祷告跟灵修功夫啊所建立起来。
And this is all from all his prayers and spiritual cultivation.
所以他可以忠心无过。
And he was able to be loyal and without fault.
他能够心中光明。
And he was able to have a bright heart.
又有像神一样的聪明智慧。
And he had the same wisdom and intelligence as the Lord.
所以这个真正的聪明智慧是从神来的。
So the true wisdom comes from God.
那这个他在受试探的时候遭遇到患难被控告的时候，大利乌王称这个大利里说：“你是永生神的仆人。”
And while Daniel was going under persecution and temptation, King Darius said that you are the everlasting servant of God. Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 20.
Chapter 6, verse 20. 你所常常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？那这个波斯王跟巴比伦王就不太一样。And
the king of Persia is a little bit different from the king of Babylon.
在第五章的十九节有讲到说，这个巴比伦王使各国的人在他面前恐惧战惊，因为他可以随意生杀，随意升降。
In chapter 5 verse 19 describes the king of Babylon has great power and everyone feared him because he had the power to kill whoever he wanted to kill. But king of Persia is a little bit weaker. And his own commands with his own seal, he was not able to change the law. So the power was restricted.
所以他虽然知道说这个但以理他根本没有什么错误，只是别人因为嫉妒来陷害他，但他做王却没有力量说我就不要跟他处。And
although he knew that Daniel was a righteous man, and he was under persecution because of the people who was jealous of him, but he did not have the power to change the law.
因为按照波斯古的那个法令，你盖了玉玺，那个不可以改。
Because under the law of Persia, once you've sealed a document, you cannot change it.
所以他整天晚上很着急，睡不着觉。Therefore,
he was not able to sleep for the entire night.
一大早就跑到狮子坑，说永生神的仆人但以理，你的神有没有救你？
So at the break of day, he went to the lion's den, and he says, Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God helped you?
我们看到说那个但以理平时的信仰就很好，在众人面前，让人看出说他是神的仆人。We
know that Daniel's faith in his daily life is wonderful, to the point that people could see that he's the faithful servant of God.
他常常在忠心服侍神。
And he loyally serves God.
所以既然他是神的宗仆，神为着自己的名也要来救他。And
because he's the loyal servant of God, God wanted to save him for his name.
那家属说，那个大利乌王在喊说：“永生神的仆人，神有没有救你？如果说大利你被除掉了，那神的名就没有办法得荣耀，对不对？” So
if the Persian king at the time says, Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, did your God help you? But Daniel is already eaten by the lion, then his name would not be glorified.
所以你真正忠心的神的仆人，神会为自己的名来显出他的荣耀。So
if you are truly the loyal servant of God, God will help you and deliver you to glorify his own name.
后来那些人看到但以理安全无恙，听说有的人就说大概是狮子吃得饱饱了，所以不出他。
And those people who were jealous of him saw that Daniel was not eaten by the lion.
这圣经没有讲，这是故事是这么说。
Oh, the storybook said that maybe the lion was already full, so he was not able to eat Daniel.
王就说好了，那你们去，他们吃得饱饱，你们去试试看，把他们那些控告但以理的人的家属通通把他放进去，一下子就被死光了。
So the king said, okay, since the lion has been full, then let's try putting you guys into the lion's den, see if he eats you. And as soon as they put those people in there, they were devoured by the lion.
不过从这一章里面呢、啊，那我们知道说，信徒啊，经常好像但以理一样。好像在狮子坑里面一样。
From this chapter, we know that a lot of our members are just like Daniel in the lion's den.
啊，主耶稣说啊，我，主耶稣说我们好像那个绵羊啊，我们好像羊在那个狼群里面。
Jesus said, "We are just like the sheep among the wolves."
还有那个豺狼啊，想办法就是要把那个羊羔啊，要把它吃掉了。
Because the wolves will try their best to attack the sheep.
啊，彼得也说啊，那个狮子啊，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子、啊，遍地游行啊，就是要找一些可以吞吃的人。
And Peter also says that Satan is just like the roaring lion who is ready to eat.
所以我们信徒啊，生活在这个世界啊，也是在魔鬼的环束之下，好像在狮子坑里面一样。
So us as members in this world are just like Daniel in the lion's den, ready to be devoured.
啊，所以我们要谨慎战兢啊，才不会成为撒旦的食物。
Therefore, we must be cautious in order not to become Satan's food.
啊，哥林多前书十章里面说啊，我们每一个人啊都要警醒，啊，我们要谨慎自己，不要自以为说我很刚强。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it tells us that we must guard ourselves and be cautious and not think that we are firm and stand strong.
好，我们再来看第七章。
Let's continue on to chapter 7.
第七章开始啊，就是但以理所见到的一些异象。
Chapter 7 describes the visions Daniel viewed.
啊，第七章的第一节说啊，这时间是发生在巴比伦王俄沙撒就是最后一个王延年的时候。
In verse 1, it describes that this thing happened during the reign of King Belshazzar of Babylon, which was the last king of Babylon.
啊，但以理说他在床上做梦，他看到一个异象，他把这个记录下来，他述说其中的大意。
Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed, then he wrote down the summary of the dream.
哦，我们有的人看异象啊。那一向是在那个好像似睡非睡的，好像快要睡着还没有睡那个时候看一下。
Sometimes we see visions during the period right when we are about to fall asleep.
啊，当然有的是在异梦当中，有的是在那个异象当中祷告当中看异象。
And others also see visions in their dreams or during their prayers.
啊，不过这个异象异梦哈，异象异梦啊。是出于神。
Visions are from God.
啊，不过我们对那个异梦啊，有时候也要，圣经里面有谈到很多梦啊，哈。但是我们对这个梦啊、异象啊，我们也要能够分辨。
However, we must be able to distinguish the different kind of visions in our dreams.
我们看民数记十二章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 12.
民数记十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第六节。
Verse 6.
十二章第六节。神说：“你们去听我的话，你们中间就有先知。我必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。”所以神有时候借着异象、异梦啊。来启示人，主是先知。
So sometimes God uses visions and dreams to reveal to us as and prophets.
看约伯记三十三章。
Let's turn to Job 33.
约伯记三十三章。
Job 33.
我们再翻几节圣经就结束哈。三十三章十五节。
Job 33 verse
15. 人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神又梦看夜间的异象。十六节
Verse 16.
开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上。哦，所以神借着梦异象啊，他把那些教训放在人的心里面。
So God also uses dreams and visions to reveal the teachings into our hearts.
啊，但是十四节说啊，神有时候说一次两次啊，是人不理会，我们还没有办法去明白啊，神就 有时候特殊的需要，啊，有时候他就用异象异梦来启示我们。
And in verse 14 it says God speaks in one way and in two, though people do not perceive it.
啊，但是呢，这个异象异梦要分辨。
However, we must distinguish whether the dream or visions, are true.
啊，不是所有的梦都是异梦哈。
Not all the dreams are visions.
啊，也不是那个幻想啊，有的把幻想都打把它当做那个。意象不对。
And we should not view our fantasies as our visions.
啊，有人说啊，看到一个姊妹很喜欢啊，早想晚想啊，晚上做梦都梦到。
Brother said that once he liked a sister, he thought about him often, and even in dreams he dreams about her.
哈，啊，那个不是异梦哈。
That is not a dream of vision.
那是日有所思啊，夜有所梦。
That is something you dream about when you think too much.
我们看生命记十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13.
生命记十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说你们中间若有先知或做梦的起来向你显个神迹奇事啊，对你说啊，我们去随从你素来所不认识的别神侍奉他吧，他所显的神迹奇事虽有应验的，你也不可听从那先知或做梦的人，因为是神在试验你，要知道你们是不是尽心尽性爱主你们的神啊。以下什么呢？所以有时候啊，有一些梦，有的是神的考验而已，有的是从恶者来的。
So sometimes some of the dreams really do come from God, but some comes from the evil one.
啊，所以异象异梦啊，要用圣经来做判断。
Therefore, all the dreams and visions that we see, we must go back to the Bible.
我们再看一节就好。
Let's turn to the last verse.
啊，看《传道书》第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
传道书五章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3。
说事物多啊，就令人做梦；言语多，就显出愚昧。第七节。
Verse 7。
多梦和多言，其中都有虚幻。你主要敬畏神，好。所以，虽然有很多的是异象异梦，但是这个异象异梦都有神特别的用意在。
Therefore, even a lot of dreams are visions, but all of these visions have God's will in it.
啊，所以有的人啊，喜欢看异象，哦，要一直求异象，啊，求神啊，让他啊，指示他，让他在睡觉的时候可以梦见什么事情，好像说神借着这样来启示他。但是你这动动机不对，啊，不是出于神的启示啊，有时候我们会受影响。
So if you specifically like to ask God for you to see visions, and if it's not according to God's will, then sometimes you will be influenced in a bad way.
啊，所以用神的道理啊来判断
比较重要。Therefore, we should use God's truth to judge whether the vision is from God or not.